Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. This is Arab English Radio and welcome back to You Station. I am here, Bita, and with me...
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm Hassanain. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, brother. So we're here again to talk about another beautiful and hot topic. So, as you know... We are living in a world full of individualism. All that matters is you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to change other people. You don't need to help other people. You don't need to actually keep your mind busy with other people. And it seems easy. It seems like something that is helpful and will make you free from the thoughts that you have about other people. But is this the real answer to all of the questions that we ask? For sure, no. Individualism is just a kind of beautiful glass that...
It might be good if you're an introvert.
Maybe, but it's not the answer. We are social human beings.
Wait, you're an introvert, right? What do you think?
As an introverted, I like this ideology, but I'm telling you that it's going to be destructive. Because...
Mm-hmm. Like in what ways?
Because when you are indifferent towards other people, you will become numb and you will actually lose the feelings that are a part of your nature, like kindness, like patience, like so many other features that are connected to the communications that you have with other people. Okay, these are not the features that you can have on your own. These are the features that are a result of the actions that you do in the times that you are actually in contact with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And because of that, I think when we accept this individualism, we are trying to avoid a really important part of our nature, which is being social. Yeah, and that's the way I think about being indifferent and individualism and so on. So what do you think, brother? You seem like you like it.
The world, this is a place, it's not a place for individualism. Like, what do I mean by that? You know, this world is designed in such a way that humans cannot grow individually.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, you need something, right? You need people. Like, you know, when they are in group, it's easier for them to grow. Like, it's easier for them to develop. You know, what can a single person do alone? You know, if you say that, you know, okay, this, if you get some examples, like, okay, this guy, he himself alone has done this.
Yeah.
Well, of course, like, okay, he might have been the main part of the role, but of course he required different people. He required different maybe organizations in getting his work done.
Yeah.
So we require people. We need people. If I drive a car, I need someone like who can repair my car. I need someone who can make my car. So, you know, if I say, like, you know, I don't have to do anything with the other people. So yeah, this won't take me anywhere.
Yeah, I do agree with that point of view that we need each other because none of us are perfect, okay? So every individual can actually develop in only one field, one specific thing, and you cannot do everything by yourself. So we need teamwork, we need groups, we need each other in order to develop. And let's discuss it more after a short break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio and your station at your service. So, in the last part of the episode, we were talking about individualism, ignorance, and the need that we have to each other as a human being. But brother, everything has its own consequences in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, including being ignorant towards other people. There is a group of people who think like being ignorant is something good, because when you are ignorant, then, you know, you have less thing to process in your mind and you have more time for yourself in order to develop yourself. And when you develop yourself as the point that you are a part of society, then you are contributing to society too. So how can you actually justify these people that their mindset about ignorance is not good?
Okay, so these kind of people, they're indifferent to, you know, regarding the other people. Sometimes there are different reasons, of course, right?
Yeah.
You know, someone's selfish. He doesn't care about the other people. He doesn't care about his mates. He doesn't care about his friends. What he all want to do is, you know, I want to achieve this goal. So I at least care about others. So I have to work for this, and I'll be working hard for this, and I'll achieve my goal. So this person might be selfish, and the other person might be, the reason might be, you know, there are many distractions, or his company around him is not focused, and they don't have any goals. You know, they are just interesting in wasting their times.
Yeah.
So like, you know, I've got my goals, buddy. I need to do this. You know, I've decided certain achievements for myself. So he said, like, what he does is he moves aside, and in his, like, you know, cozy corner, he works for himself, and he works hard, and he tries to achieve his goals. So the different people's, like, you know, the different reasons for the people in being indifferent to the society, towards the society.
Yeah, so what is your side? I mean, do you choose your cozy corner in order to work on yourself, or you try to get involved with the problems of society?
For me, I like to go with the first step, you know, though I try to solve anything, like, you know, for example, studying and all. Like, let's just go with a basic example, like studying for the exam. So, you know, I like to go with the first step, you know, that I gather around my friends, and I like to study with them. We all study together.
Nice.
So, you know, I like to go in this way, you know, for anything, you know, there's something, there's any issue that I need to solve. You know, first of all, I try to gather, get around with the other people to solve this problem.
Yeah.
So I like this way much better. Because, you know, what happens is when you're studying, you don't know something, your friend might help you. And if he doesn't know anything, you can help him.
Yeah.
So when people are together, they fill each other's empty spaces.
Nice.
This is the best thing about being together. And this is the best thing about growing together. You fill others, you know, you fill the other party's empty space.
Yeah. You know, actually, me, myself, I have a different viewpoint here. And I do believe that people can complete each other and their each other's flaws and something like that. But I think I should have a specific time for myself, only for myself,
mm-hmm.
you know. And no one actually can enter this part of my life. My future, my goals, my wishes, my religious beliefs and all these aspects together, and I feel like I don't need anyone to interpret these parts of my life for me, because mm-hmm. I want to do it myself with all my power. And but it doesn't mean that I don't spend time with other people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I try to keep a balance, actually, distribution between those.
Do you think that
times.
You can do the work better when you're alone or with the help
of someone? When I'm alone, I feel like I have the authority of choosing what to do and what not to do, and what are the important hints, what are not the important hints, and so many other things. And because of that, I feel better when I'm
So again, we reached to a conclusion, right, that it's subjective.
Yeah.
You know, some people like doing things alone, and some people like doing things in a group.
Yeah, so it is something subjective, but do you agree that it is becoming something more than being subjective about these things? It's becoming being selfish, you know? I mean, the youth generation is becoming selfish and they don't want to help each other. I mean, it's not about the taste anymore. It's about their decision to not help other people. So let's keep the answer of this question after the break. Allahu ya Allah
subhanahu. If you have any suggestion, our email is englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is your station. And brother, I ask you this question that we will actually going through a path of selfishness these days. What do you think about it?
Like, as we were mentioning, that, you know, the two ways of being subjective. Like, some people like doing their work alone and some people like doing it in a group. Like, where I told you that, you know, I like doing it with a group, right?
Yeah.
So this is the first stage. You know, like for studying, example, you know, exams are around the corner. So I need to study for the exam. So I like to study it with my friends, like a group study or something. So we help each other in understanding the subject. So but then there comes a point where you see that your surroundings, your company is not focused. They're not mindful. Yeah. They're not paying attention. So here you decide, oh no, like these guys, you know, you try to help them. You try to, you know, explain to them that, you know, bro, we have exams. Like, you know, you try all the ways, right? And even after that, you know, no one's focusing. What do you do over here? You just aside.
Yeah.
You go aside and you start studying on your own. So there's sometimes this is what leads to individualism.
Yeah.
You know, getting tired of the surroundings when they're not listening, when you're not able to change it, you just go in the corner and then study for yourself. So not necessarily it's because being selfish, but sometimes, yeah, it's about being selfish. You know, and the selfishness might come due to envy.
Yeah.
You have envy regarding your classmates, your friends. You know, you don't want them to score good. And so you say, like, you know, I just study alone, you know, I will understand everything. I'll give a great exam and I'll score good. Yeah. You know, I don't care about my friend, whatever
exactly.
He does.
So, brother, you gave us two important hints up to here that I'm going to wrap them up. Then I think we have to end this beautiful episode. After that, you know, you mentioned that there is a point, there is a time or situation that other people force you and lead you to a way of individualism. And this is not your fault to choose it, or this is not out of your selfishness to work on your own, but it's other people that they don't provide you with the things that you deserve, at least in this group work or teamwork, and this is a necessity for you to go and work on yourself. But there is a time that you do it out of your selfishness, out of envy, out of jealousy, and these sort of things that we are facing as human beings, and that's another story. So the first step is to differentiate between these two things and to understand what is the best for you. But at the end of the day, we are social human beings, and it doesn't matter how many times we try to be isolated, but at least we have our own communications. The most important hint here is to control these communications and to try to be a better person at every stage of your life. So, brother, I think it was all the time we had for today's episode. Thank you, dear listeners, for being with us and listening to us, and that's it. والسلام عليكم
ورحمة الله وبركاته.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings, be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about
this. We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum. Wassalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Latif, Ya Latif, Ya Latif, Ya Latif. Allah, 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 Allah.